Gave me the the come fuck me eyes.
Oh my god!
Got all up on me.
And David.
Oh, I mean he. Hey everybody.
ADHD.
And David.
You're listening to Editors. You're listening to.
Welcome back to another episode of Additives Included. I'm Sean.
And I'm David.
And today we are joined once again by Miss Faye.
We got Faye and
Miss Shelby.
Yeah, we got Shelby here. Hi. Can you believe that?
So,
both of them.
The dude that like gave me the come fuck me eyes was actually Mav, Dave's dog.
So they were hanging out last night at the house, and my dog doesn't get like a lot of visitors. If it was up to him, he would get visitors every day. And when you guys got there, he just like goes ape shit. And then once he gets his ape shit out, then it's like, okay, you're my cuddle buddy.
Right.
What was
he doing, honey?
He got up on the couch. Like, you guys were on the couch. Yeah. And he jumped up. And you're like, oh, can he? Does he get on the couch? I'm like, he does all day when I'm not home, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So he was in between Sean and I, laying with his paw on my lap.
Yep.
Because that's Marking his way it. Of hugging. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he looks at you, and then he licks your cheek.
Yeah, he looked at me, came over, stood up, and started licking my cheek so graciously. And then he went around to the back of my neck and started getting me all hot and bothered.
Oh, my God.
And licked my cue ball head. And
dude, no.
He was like, oh, my goodness. Then he stuck his tongue in my ear, and I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to need a cigarette and about 20 minutes to myself.
Yeah, this is a full-grown pit bull, by the way. And he definitely slobbered your neck, though.
Oh, he got me good.
I almost went and got you a towel.
I used one of the towels in your bathroom. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Let me go get you a towel. And Shelby?
Yes?
Thank you for making the trip out here.
Thanks for having me.
Because, you know, I don't know if anybody knows, but we live in Alaska, and Shelby lives in Florida, so it is
kind of a three-hour tour.
Yeah. But she just takes the ocean all the way down to South America and come because they closed Panama Canal.
Oh,
yeah. Because, okay. Yeah, something to do with, I think it was too haunted. Yeah, like a ghost was hitting buttons and making boats crash into bridges and making bridges fall down. It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah, too soon. And then, but, you know, she made it up. Yep. She brought her. The kids are out playing in the yard.
By the way, it is a beautiful 80 degree late April day here in Michigan.
Yeah, it feels like freaking July right now.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, it's awesome. But today we're going to be talking about a little bit of a update on the growing up in a haunted house, which Shelby lives in currently, and just some ghost talk. See what transpires.
Those ghosts that you hear in the background are just our kids.
They are some hyper boys, and I remember the old days, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where we were the kids playing out in the yard while the adults did shit. But they weren't doing this cool stuff. They were just, like, hanging out playing, like, euchre and shit.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't that creative.
Card games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a card game player, ain't you?
Yeah, I love cards.
Sean can play cards, too.
Yeah.
But
I'm okay at it.
I actually just learned how to play euchre a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That used to be the big thing in the 90s, like 80s and 90s. It was all about euchre.
It was a big thing for us until a couple years ago. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play too,
mm-hmm.
Faye?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I learned how to play.
Yeah.
I think it's the most confusing game.
Do you have?
But it's not hard. Once you know it, it's not a hard game.
No, the hardest part is the stupid jacks.
Dude, I'm kick ass at fucking guess who.
What suit is that?
Listen, there is strategy behind it, though. So
yes, but I had some really good beginner's luck. So yeah. Some of our friends hated playing against me. Like, she even knows what she's doing.
She don't.
I love poker.
Where do you poker?
Oh, God. In the rear.
In the rear. Yeah. You lick her in the front, poker in the rear.
Poker in the rear.
Jesus.
No, I think... No, he never did that. Faye, don't choke.
Oh, my gosh. Just spit out my drink.
But Butt needs to be changed. That should not be a word that you can like put in.
Call of Duty. Back David, to the lecture.
David, while you edit this, this is where you enter the ominous music. But, why do I keep saying but?
I don't know. I mean, I do like butts.
I do like butts.
You cannot lie.
Anyway.
What's the question?
The question, Faye, you smart ass motherfucker.
She is intelligent.
No, so if you haven't heard the previous episodes, it's Growing Up in a Haunted House, and then we had Growing Up in a Haunted House. I think it was part two was the name.
Something like that.
We've done, I think, three episodes on it. Go back and listen to that episode first. And then come back to this one. If you don't come back to this one, then I will put sugar in your gas tank and your car will turn to shit. But. So I grew up in the house. Sean kind of grew up in the house because he was over all the time. Mm-hmm. Faye lived across the street from the house at one point. And Shelby, or then Sean and Faye lived in the house because Sean bought the house from her mom. And now Shelby currently is in the house. Yep. So it's been around, you know. The house is a little slut. It's hitting the streets, you know. Well,
I think there's...
Hey! You guys want to keep it down? We're recording. Shut the door! Love you!
Mom! Meatloaf!
Welcome back to another episode of Addis.
Yeah, let's just start from here.
This is the additive.
Right. So,
what did I say?
So, shout out to Ray Savicki again, because he gave me the number of 5, I believe, is the total number of owners of that house.
Oh, okay.
Like, only 5 people have owned it.
Okay. Yeah, and we did touch on, we discovered through that's the listener that also provided the information.
Mm-hmm. Ray. Ray Day.
Yeah. No, the man who built the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have connected the dots.
La, 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 la.
Due to the picture in the mirror and whatnot, and... So the latest, this
but
is,
I still don't know who the picture in the mirror is.
Yeah,
I don't
we
know
do.
Who that is.
Yeah,
we don't do. Know what he looks like.
It's the son. It's not the.
I was going to say we didn't know if it was the son or the father.
It had to have definitely been the son.
Could have been like an old picture of the father. But
what was his name again, Shelby?
Charles.
Xavier.
Manly. Yep. Or Charles Manly.
Oh,
his dad is the one who died by getting struck by a train in Jackson, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. During, like, the house being built.
Yeah.
During.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the middle of it.
So, yeah, see, that's interesting, too, though, because he could have went, like, where's the closest place? Because I don't know if you get gas money when you're a ghost. So he gonna drive back to Ann Arbor, you know what I mean? Maybe he just...
He lived in Jackson.
Oh, he moved back? Or yeah. He was in... Okay.
They was in Jackson. Yeah, they had already moved to Jackson. He was like the former mayor of...
Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
Okay. So we made a drive. So we were lying earlier about the Alaska shit. That was all a joke. we're from Michigan. So, Shelby, why don't you take over and you explain the most recent events? Because there may be gaps... But the activity never really slows down.
Yeah, there's in the always house. Something.
Like it, yeah, it always comes up. So you speak on that a little bit.
Well, about, I want to be like, maybe 2 months ago, there was a time, I have this closet, and it's like a walk-in closet. You have to walk inside of it and pull like a string to turn the light on. And
that's my old closet.
And I think it was the boys' room.
Yeah, closet. I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just out of nowhere, like I kept finding the light on, and my kids can't reach that string. And I'd ask Jonathan, I'd be like, did you turn this on? Because I swear I was just in here and it wasn't on. He's like, no, like, I never turned it on. And it happened quite a few times within a couple weeks. And I specifically remember we were looking for my ID one night. And Jonathan's aunt and her boyfriend were there helping us. And his aunt was in our room. And then she come out of our room and she's like, did one of y'all just turn that light on in there? And she's like, it wasn't just on a minute ago, but now it's on. And I'm like, see, it's been happening. But ever since like we started talking about it more, it stopped happening. It hasn't happened since.
So it's like, hey, you called me out, y'all.
Yeah. Like I don't know.
But yeah, those switches on the pull strings, it's just as strong as a flip switch, but you actually have to put more pressure on it because there's no like, how do you say, like evening out of the pressure like a switch would, so it can't rock. You have to do a direct,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to put the pressure down directly, so those can't come on by themselves. There's no way.
Yeah,
you should get an electrician.
The first time it was like in the middle of the night. I noticed it was on, and when I went to bed, it wasn't on. I was like, that's crazy.
What about noises?
I mean, I don't really hear anything. Not a lot.
No walking and...
No, because Jonathan's brother's upstairs, so the walking I hear is him.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything.
Who? Oh, recently I was over here at Sean's house where we usually record. And your niece was over here.
Okay.
Do you remember she...
Is that when Susan was over?
No, Alyssa.
No, Alyssa was over? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alyssa.
Oh, yeah.
And she was dropping the boys off at their birthday party.
Yeah.
So she actually said quite a few stories. Faye, do you remember those ones? Or were you not paying attention? Because she was talking mostly to you.
Which said everybody. We had heard it. No, she was telling us about when... She was younger when we lived there, and she and my niece Anaya would come over, and they both stayed the night, and they stayed upstairs, and both of them said they will never go up there again.
Yeah.
Because...
They both said, they're like, no, never again.
They saw shadows, or...
That's they saw shadows.
They saw shadows, and they're like, nope, we'll never go up there again.
I've tried having my kids' room up there, and I have three kids, but only two of them really know, like, because the other one's three, so he don't really know yet.
Yeah.
But they said that they seen shadows up there. My kids refuse to have their room up there.
They said that they seen shadows?
Yeah, and then their cousins that's been over said that they did too.
Whoa. The only thing that I heard was... I remember Noah used to come down and say that he doesn't want to sleep up there because the boogeyman's up there.
Yeah, he used to say that. Mm-hmm. Booga said he's seen black shadows. His cousin said that too. I'm like,
wow. That
it still stuck with her. And how many years ago was that?
Yeah, she had that. Her
at
eyes
least
went
10, right?
Her eyes went
at
bright,
least 10 years ago,
like wide open. And she was like putting emotion when she started talking about that, like her like pitch changed.
But it's crazy because my room used to be up there, and when my room was up there, I never heard anything or saw anything.
And when we lived there, we had a roommate, and that's where he said was upstairs, and he never had anything happen either.
Nope, not to me.
But Major did.
Yeah, Major sure did.
I'm not sure if Justin did it. But he didn't sleep upstairs, though, did he?
I think he did at one point.
That's where his chest was, I thought.
No, his chest was downstairs.
Downstairs in the bedroom.
So it was in the boys' old room. I think Justin had a chest upstairs. That's who had the chest upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She said another story too.
Do you remember what it was about?
Well, she said,
now I remember
that she was, let's see, she mentioned the thing about the shadows. She said something about the dining room.
I don't think I've had anything happen in the dining room.
I want to say
we did.
I think that was a shadow. Maybe she said, "Oh, it was someone in the window." Remember there?
Oh, that's right.
The reflection.
Yeah.
Of she said that there was a man in the window,
Then
it freaked her out. And then she looked again, and nothing was there.
Did she say what he was wearing? Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. We really should. We tried to get her to record that night, but she had to go. She had plans with her boyfriend. But, man, that was that was something else. Because it was almost more reassurance. Because I know even as many people that have had experiences in that house, to hear another person that we haven't really talked to about that stuff. Once you mention it, then it's like, oh, hey. And then she filled us in with all this information that she experienced.
I'll never forget the first couple experiences I had there. Oh, my gosh. It was so crazy.
What's that?
The deer head falling off the wall, jumping off the wall.
Yeah.
It jumped. It has legs.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God. It was crazy because we had this lady living with us, and her and Jonathan were on the couch talking, and... the deer heads are in the basement now, but at the time we had them both on the wall, right above the couch. And I literally,
Was it that corner that all the boys looked up to by the heater vent?
No, this one was actually nearest to the bathroom door, the deer head. Like, it was literally right there on the wall.
So it's one of the strongest points of the house.
Yeah, because
so you're not gonna get like some weird vibration.
And it's been up there for it was up there for months.
The house is built of solid oak. Like, that thing is freaking solid.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Mary, the lady that we were talking to, and I was looking right at her, and I watched this deer head just fly off the wall and hit her.
And I'm like, hit her?
It kind of, like, it didn't, like, hurt her, but it
stabbed her, and she died.
Hit her. Shut up. It definitely, hit her in the back. She was kind of sitting up on the couch.
Yeah, it cut through and punctured her lung.
And is that not what you're saying? What the fuck?
Am I misunderstanding this?
All right, David, I'm going to ask you a question, and you have to give an answer.
Shelby, and we're not cutting you off.
47 or 55?
47.
Okay.
What?
What the fuck is that?
You'll find out. Okay. So, anyways, no, it wasn't like it hit her and knocked her over or anything. It was more like
it just killed her.
Top of her.
She was sitting up on the couch, like this.
She's like, wrecked him, damn near killed
him. And it kind of like hit her in the back. And after we put it back up, we were, like, shocked at first, me and Jonathan, and then he put it back up. And
Jonathan's her husband.
When we put it back up, I kind of tugged on it, and he did. And he's like, I could hang from this, and it's not going to fall. And it was on the same exact nail it just flew off of.
Because it's in the stud.
Yeah. So that was number one crazy thing.
Because most mounts have a screw or a nail cutaway, just like if you buy a lot of shelves, you put them up and then they have that slot that's been milled out and it just slides down and it locks in. Is that the kind that he has, or is it a metal like a shark tooth?
I don't even remember.
Thing.
Shark bait. Ooh ha ha.
I don't even remember.
Good movie.
Are you guys ready for today's trivia question?
Yep.
What color are aircraft black boxes? A, black. B, orange. C, red. Or D, blue?
I know what it is.
Listen to the end. Listen to the end of the episode for the answer.
And then you will find out the answer, which is kind of the point of this whole thing.
What just happened is I think we had our first ghost experience in this house. Power just went totally off to the mixer and shut everything off. We're like, what the crap happened? Really, the power plug just came undone. But
no, I think it was a ghost because
not in this house.
No, I think swore I thought.
Don't bring your evil juju over here. Shut up.
I saw your lamp lift up off the table and float across the room.
Okay. It's pretty breezy.
It's because you're on hallucinogens.
That's just the wind, baby.
All right, so again, number 55.
Yeah, second quiz question.
I know we got through it and we were talking about it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again. What film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Actor? A.E.T.
Best Actor?
Director, I meant.
Thank goodness.
Jeez. Wonder why the kids I teach don't learn anything.
Well, what are the movies?
A, E.T., B, Jaws, C, Schindler's List, or D, Jurassic Park.
Okay, I have my guess on that, but very hard because those were all like critically acclaimed,
yeah,
successful movies. So good question. We will come back to that at the end of this episode.
Ghosts.
Here's the thing. I have looked up a list of the top ghost hunting equipment. So if you think about the science of ghost hunting, how can you detect a ghost anomaly? How can you, you know, really know and get proof of substance that's besides visual and audio? Right, and I guess physical too, because you'll see, like you said, the deer head came off the wall.
Yeah.
So that would be physical.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean that's proof, but unless you get on videotape, and then even people can fake stuff by putting.
Yeah, because fucking Photoshop is a thing.
Yeah, in gadgets, a lot of people do strings and mechanisms, and then they make videos of stuff like falling off the wall or something, but it's like they rigged it to.
Yeah.
Interesting. Top one is EMF meters. Shelby, do you know anything about that?
I'm pretty sure that's the one that... Nope, read it.
That
I can't really explain
it. Well, I don't... It doesn't have a description, but we could... Faye, would you... Do you have your phone?
An EMF reader is basically they're looking for any kind of waves, paranormal type of things, anomalies or whatever.
Like basically, if a ghost is near it, it'll go off.
Yeah.
Because of the...
Is that the wind?
Energy.
It's a ghost.
You got the EMF meter going?
Didn't it just drop 100 degrees in here?
Wait, so?
It's the electromagnetic field detector.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. What does it do?
Yeah.
It can measure. It measures AC, electromagnetic fields, which are usually emitted from man-made sources, such as electrical wiring, while Gauss meters or magnetometers measure DC fields. Well, that's not about.
So, okay.
Hold on.
Electrical magnetic fields. So that could be a number of things, but also our bodies put off electromagnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of suggesting that the magnetic field will change if the energy of a spirit or something like that is in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm. It'll blink. It's either green, and then it goes to like orange and red.
So then they have Gauss meters, what you just said. Is that different? Gauss?
Gauss meter.
I think so.
Gauss meters. If you could look that up.
Gauss meter.
Yeah. See what that is.
Is that how they determine whether or not it's a mummy?
Yes, because that's actually the mummy ratio.
It says it can measure the direction and intensity of a small magnetic field.
Okay, so that's similar. Now, what is a spirit box? That's with the white noise.
Yeah, That's like white noise, and they can like
manipulate it and transfer a audio signal through.
Yeah, it'll be like go.
Yeah,
and
go. It'd be like.
Unfortunately, I've never had something like that.
What did they use on that show? On the
whichever paranormal show pops up every once in a while
that the kids watch.
Which one?
They watch.
SpongeBob,
Sam and Kobe, I think. But they use one that it like talks, like the meter.
Oh like, yeah, that's has, like on like, your phone.
Like it talks to them. Like yeah, it says words back.
Oh yeah. Well, it says here there's a spirit box, EVP recorder with built-in flashlight on Amazon for $100. So it does all of them.
Wow.
This shit's not cheap.
Yeah, it also has 104.1 on it, which makes me wonder if it's a motherfucking radio at the same time. You're like, you can listen to the top 40 hits and talk to a fucking ghost all in one little convenient box.
What if the ghost uses top 40 hits to have a conversation with you?
Like Bumblebee? Right. He uses just pieces of radio songs.
Unoriginal bastards.
God. Maybe that's where they got the idea in Transformers, you know?
Let's paranormal, see. Paranormal robots in disguise.
This is a pretty good site. B&H Photo Video. They have 10 essential pieces of ghost hunting gear. Number one and two, light, which is, I mean, obviously you're going to need a flashlight if you're going into dark spaces. And they say preferably a headlight or a headlamp that's rechargeable. So you don't have to worry about where you're aiming it or whatever. It's just attached to your head. And then, of course, cameras, because you want to see if you can get anything, you know, on video. Then they have something that can monitor temperature fluctuations, which is a good idea, I think. You know,
yeah,
like
because
infrared, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen shows where they use that.
Oh, I did. I seen a crazy one. We can talk about it in a minute, but sound recording devices. So essentially, you could probably turn on a recorder on your cell phone if you wanted to.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
They have an Olympus digital voice recorder listed.
People catch shit that they don't mean to all the time. So you could catch anything on your phone.
I know, like I got fucking gonorrhea that one time. I was like, I wasn't even trying to go hunting or anything. It was like just catching shit. I don't know what that means, but safe transport and storage. So basically foam padded cases for all your equipment you will need.
And foam padded rooms for where you're heading.
Cause I seen a ghost. The fuck you did. Welcome to your new home. And then finally, number 10 is what we already spoke about. The top essential equipment is the EMF recorder. It's unbelievable. But so there is science to this, because think about how, even in my own experience, it wasn't like a pure cold thing upstairs. There was a chill, though, like, because you get the goosebumps, right?
Yeah.
But some people say they literally feel cold, like a room. Sometimes it's just a whole entire room is freezing cold.
Our bedroom gets really, really cold sometimes.
Don't say that, man.
But then we turn the heat on and it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. But, they, you know, you hear stories about people talking about rooms that are, it's the middle of July and it's 90 degrees, but this one room is cold.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
52 degrees.
Yeah. So there's a thing with temperature. So, and they say that because they have to use the to interact on our realm or dimension or whatever you want to call it, they have to use the energy. So they suck out that energy, and that's what heat is molecules vibrating at a faster, what would you say, faster pace? Or mm-hmm.
Correct.
And
they're moving around and bumping into each other at a rapid pace.
Yes. Yeah, rapid pace.
Yeah.
So if, thanks, Dr. if it Dave. Gets cold, then they're robbing that energy from the room so that they can use it to interact in our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that there's usually not ghosts around me because I get hot as fuck.
That's true. You can sweat, but
gonna make you sweat till you bleed.
That's so bad. And so many levels.
I speak in lyrics.
Oh my god.
Shelby, what do you think, like, if you were to go ghost hunting, what one would you want to have? Like,
I definitely want a spirit box and then,
just for, like, communication-wise?
Yeah. I mean, if I had an EMF reader, yeah, I would take it, but that's not, like, it's not number one on my list.
Okay.
It probably would be for a lot of people, but not me.
So it's more about the communicating. They yeah. could, you know what they could have put on there that they missed, and I do not advise anybody use them?
A Ouija board.
Yeah. That's
what's
twinsies.
EMF stand for again?
That's more like electromagnetic field.
Not electric motherfucker.
It's unbelievable.
Oh!
Faye, if you were going to go ghost hunting, but I bet you wouldn't, you don't strike me as somebody that would do it.
That's so funny, because I was going to say, I'll wait in the car.
I was going to say, we need to take a trip to Dansville.
No, I just need to take... Mm. A blanket to hide my face in.
A blanket, a helmet.
To hide my face in.
You don't know what's in Dansville?
What is it?
You know what? You need a squirt quick. A squirt gun with holy water. I bet you'd be a kick-ass weapon to take with you. But go ahead, Sean.
Seven Gables Road.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of your stuff worked. So we're going to take reliable equipment and trespass. It'll be fine.
Well, that was where my sister's camera went dead.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
You weren't on that trip? You just went up there separately?
I went with Nikki.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nikki, did you go with Nikki and Nana and your mom?
Yeah, I told my mom I was never going ghost hunting with her again. Because she freaked out the whole time.
Well, yeah. That's what's so funny. She loves it, but she hates it.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But
so maybe the next time she's up here, I'm assuming she's going to come up at some point this summer.
Yeah.
We got to find a place to go.
Well, I have a whole book.
If we could get to Jackson Prison.
But yeah, but we can't.
No, because they don't sure do...
They don't do the tours anymore.
Either. That was Ghost Rider right there. That was one ghost. That was fucking Harley going by.
But right, we got like the district library, the antique store downtown.
What antique store?
In Jackson.
In Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, Mason, Michigan is known for their antique stores. They have a whole antique section.
That antique store, like that bottom level, is just like one of several places. What is it? The upstairs of Bellanote is
yep. Haunted? The upstairs of Bellanote.
Do they let people up there?
Yeah, you gotta ask your waitress, and she'll do like whoever it is will do a tour.
Yeah,
for money.
I hope. I don't know.
If
is that
good
where they do
people,
like
then,
events
probably.
And stuff upstairs though? Because I've been to.
Yeah, I thought
upstairs.
That's where the.
I've
dining
never been
hall
to Bellanote.
Yeah, upstairs, like where.
I haven't been up there.
I went with your mom. And we went and watched Jam.
And I'm pretty sure that's where
the music stuff they do that.
The banquet hall is up there.
Oh, and that's where.
Yeah.
The Shatmeyer's wedding was. Right.
Yeah.
I think there's a floor above that.
Above that?
Above that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you guys think the Michigan Theater is haunted?
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
That would be a great place. Did you see that they just, if you guys don't know listening, the Michigan Theater is an old, one of the first major theaters in the mid-Michigan area that was built. and it's got that cathedral dome ceiling, very classic style. Yeah. But they just had all the lights redone. They've
done a lot of renovations.
Somebody donated a whole new light board. So now they have the full lights blinking and everything, just like the old days.
I know there's been a lot of renovations. There's been a lot of fundraisers and whatnot to update the Michigan Theater. I know Jeff Daniels did a fundraiser concert there.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. Oh, because he plays guitar, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a hell of a blues musician.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah. Now, I took my mom to that show. It was a great show.
Oh, it would be awesome to go to.
Mm-hmm. I was just in the Michigan Theater for the first time a few months ago.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, we had a little conference there for work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I honestly was shocked when I went in there. I was like, wow.
You went in from the outside. You just think it's like whatever. But you go in, it's like... It's all antique. Mm-hmm. It's all original.
When we were in high school, each school had their own Battle of the Bands thing. And then the winners of the Battle of the Bands had a Battle of the Bands at Michigan Theater, which is pretty cool.
One night when we went there for a movie, I remember taking a leak and the bathroom was at like the end of the hall. I think it was on the second floor. It's at the end of the hall.
Okay.
But nobody was around. Everybody was going to the show. It was just me, and I felt like somebody was watching me take a leak.
Oh, I guarantee that place was haunted.
No, it was like we were there for they were doing a movie night, and they had the drinks, and I was there for Dazed and Confused.
Okay, so I also took a class through Jackson College there that was Intro to Film. So you do your class work in the theater and you talk about, you know, what the topic was for the week and going over your vocabulary words and talking about all that stuff. And there was a movie that went along with it every week. So you'd watch the movie and then the class would come back together after everybody left, kind of discuss the things that we saw in the movie that was related to the text that we read for the week.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, that was the class. It was really cool.
But you didn't feel spooked out at any point being in the building?
No. Yeah, I always went upstairs into the balcony to watch the movies. That's where I saw Moneyball for the first time. Mm. I love that movie.
Yeah, if you like sports, you're going to love that movie.
Mm-hmm. If you like...
We actually did a previous episode. Check out the list of episodes. I believe that fell in... I think it actually says in the title, movie... Or sports movies conversation.
Maybe.
It was like a side topic.
I can't remember. We are, what, like 50 plus episodes deep.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track, but that was a pretty good one. Shelby?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Why?
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a hot ghost in your ass.
I forgot what he was going to ask you.
Have you done any hunting besides that place in Dansville?
Yeah, I've went to Parashini a couple times.
Isn't that a seasoning that you put on pasta?
No.
Oh. Okay, so what is that for people who have no idea what Parashini the fuck that is? Because I don't.
It's a town, or was a town.
Bless you.
It was a cough, but thank you.
excuse you, bitch.
Hides her face.
Oh, my tooth just touched this.
Well, I thought you were going to say my tooth just fell out. Damn, you coughed that hard.
No.
Bless you.
And the tooth just sticks in the foam cover of the mic.
What is she, a vampire?
Maybe.
She got some demon teeth. They're all pointed.
Well, let's count the teeth. She's
like Gormagon or something, trying to eat her prey. She's like, it's a microphone.
Anyways.
Yeah. Faye, feel free.
What is that?
Faye, feel free to jump in with the anyways too, because you know how us boys get carried away over here with our ADD. Topic. Yeah.
As Parashini is about 3 hours from here.
Sounds bougie.
And it was a town. It's not anymore. All that's left of it is half a cemetery that don't even have a sign.
Oh, that's the cemetery town or whatever you were telling me about. Okay.
They say it got like cursed by a witch back in like the old days.
She's a witch.
And then it got burned down because of tuberculosis back then.
Also known as TB.
And so all that's left is just the cemetery with unmarked graves and broken graves because people were vandalizing them. And
that's somebody, just wrong, though.
Somebody stole the sign to the cemetery, so it don't even have a sign.
And they didn't replace it? Mm-mm. So there's no original buildings from the town?
No, there's no buildings there.
So
it's like
this
woods.
Is a forgotten, vacant, rudely, really, really, it's kind of a travesty.
That's definitely wrong. Yeah. It's sad.
You're just wiping
because
out
some
a whole
of the,
town's
some of
existence.
These graves are just rocks with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they used to do it. It's like they just put
markers.
That's
how old
down.
It is too. Because unmarked, you don't know who's there. No names.
Wow.
Just like Little Mary, they.
Yeah, I've been there too.
They moved her grave because too many people kept coming and doing stuff, so they moved it and put it into an unmarked grave.
What's creepy about Little Mary's grave?
Previous episode.
Mm-hmm. Is there's graves in the woods where that is.
Mm-hmm. What? Like out in the woods?
Yeah. What cemetery is it?
Hillcrest.
Hillcrest Cemetery.
That sounds right.
It is.
You gotta.
Don't fucking suck.
You gotta find the trail.
Right, but the graves that are out there, it's a family.
I think it's the whole family. Yeah,
the McNaughtons.
Oh yeah.
But I did notice too that there is a couple other like off to the side. There's more graves, which is creepy because it's dead smack in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Chubby, I think you're getting nervous. You're rubbing your neck.
Oh, I don't
know. It might be a comforting thing. So, no, I've been studying. I don't know if you guys know this.
We're not in therapy.
I've been studying body language lately.
And getting
it
all nervous. And
it's either you were comforting yourself while you're talking about extremely creepy stuff,
or something else was doing it for you.
Yes, anxiety.
Or something you were possessed by was tempting to choke you out to where you couldn't tell us about this story.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go with the ladder because that's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Mary's grave is creepy. I've been there. I haven't been there at night, but I've been there it was almost dark.
Is that a full
fucking creepy
stone on that one?
Fuck, I can't
remember. I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And it's weird because there was a bunch of like weird stuff on it.
Like termites and shit.
No, like there was a pair of headphones on there once.
Like just people going
little
out.
Kid shit. Just going out and throwing shit on there.
Dude, people are just so disrespectful. It's like, how would you feel if like you came into this world, you lived your life?
Unless they were going out there and putting those items on there to try to get a connection to Little Mary to help them transition their family member to the other side.
Well, what if they drop off an iPhone?
But I don't care if they moved her grave or not. That's where she was buried alive, and that's where she died, so that's where she is. I believe that very strongly.
My buddy at work talked about there's a Indian burial ground in the UP.
There's Indian burial grounds everywhere.
I'm not messing with those.
Yeah, but it's along one of the roads you can go to. There's a can't recall a small town, but he actually went there and he's like, dude, like, and he's not even really into that. He's more into like wilderness and like Michigan and U.S. history type of deal. But when he's seen that, he's just like, dude, like, you feel like when you go there, it's just it's like you feel generational.
I feel like this is turning into an episode of Drunk History.
Faye, you lived across the street from the house that we grew up in for just a year. So that's same age of house. So did you have any experiences in that house?
No, not in that house.
No?
Nope, but I did when we lived on 3rd Street.
3rd Street?
Yeah, after we lived in the house across the street from you, then we moved over by Parkside. Then we moved to 3rd Street. But that house, that was kind of crazy because one time I went... Well, my room was in the basement, my bedroom.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but always we also comforting. Had... Yeah, but we also had an entertainment center down there and a TV and a video game system. And one day I was walking down the stairs and it all just turned on. Like, the TV came on. And yeah.
One day I was walking by.
And the game started going. I'm like, I saw him turn around and went right back upstairs.
Mary, did you really?
Mary and Yash were like, watch this.
It was creepy.
Dude, that's fucking crazy,
it
dude.
It was creepy.
Because
but that was the only thing I think that really ever happened there. Like, I don't think the house was, well,
you
I don't
know
maybe it was haunted, but.
That bastard was downstairs and he's like, oh shit, someone's coming. He's like, let's play, buddy. And then you're like,
you wanna play?
You're like, you look down upon him. He's like, you're not even alive.
That creeped me out. Nope.
I'm gonna go the other way. And it's like, made this ghost that could have been a spirit of a little child. And you disappointed him, you know?
That's even scarier.
You just want to play Sonic.
That's freaky.
Well, was it Nintendo or... We got to get this straight. Was it Nintendo or was it Sega?
No, we had Sega.
Oh, that's why you and Sean are married. Because he was the Sega guy.
No, we're married because she agreed to this punishment.
You will take what's coming to you.
You will take this ring and live in... regret for the rest of your life.
She's okay.
Bastard, you tricked me. Fred Hobbit lies to you. Fred Hobbit says, takes this rings and puts it on your fingers, and then you're screwed. Talk about sharing a bank account.
And we're back.
He won't cut that out, though.
Probably not.
No.
So, there's several hypotheses of what a ghost actually is, because it depends on a person's belief, where they come from spiritually, religiously, scientifically, and there could be more correct answer. It's not like it's one definitive thing, because you have, I seen a shadow, I seen an orb, I seen...
People say shadow people are different than ghosts anyway.
Yeah, and then you also see complete, what do they call it when you actually see the person?
Like a...
Apparition.
Apparition, yes. So you got, you know, you got your orbs and your spheres or your lights, and shadows and apparitions, but then you also have like demonic entities, and that's another thing, because people have seen Slender Man, the Hat Man.
We talked about Slender Man.
I mean, there's several other, you know, entities that get reported.
Yeah, there's
skinwalkers.
So, yes, skinwalkers.
All kinds of different stuff.
That's more along just, like, paranormal, not just, like, ghostly.
Yeah, not spirit. So what's the difference between a spirit and a ghost? Or what's the difference between an entity? And so an entity, I think, would just be a...
I don't know. I think an entity is the same as a spirit.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a different word.
Yeah, because I was thinking that, too,
that
because
makes sense
I was,
to me.
I was just going to say it's... more like a projection of a spirit.
Right.
You know, because, you know, that's the entity of it. I don't know what the fucking...
I feel like orbs also show up more in pictures than anything else.
Yeah. So I think like that, I think a orb... What if a, an orb is a soul. Do you think a soul is different than a spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
See, that's when it gets really confusing, right? Like, it's very complex, and we don't really understand this stuff completely. Like, everybody has their own views on this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's right. I mean, honestly, I think it's all spirit is a soul.
Isn't a ghost just a soul that hasn't left this earth?
Well, that's what, you know, it touches on the question. That's what some people believe. And then some people think that, you know, a ghost is, there's, what's that like when it's like a echo? Like, you'll see a ghost, but it's not interacting with you. Some people see a ghost in their, it's a person that's going on with their daily lives that was 100 years ago.
So, yeah, that's just something they're replaying over and over and over again because
like
they're
a kinetic energy type of...
They're, like, stuck. It's like a...
They need Caroline to help them.
They need to be told, like, to move on, honestly.
Go towards the light, Caroline.
Do it.
I thought you said don't go.
Residual energy.
I think people like that, like, with the residual shit, I think it's something bad. Like, they died in a bad way, so they're not resting like they should be, mm-hmm. so they're just replaying it over, and that's their hell.
Well, think about it. If something bad...
Smack the mic.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Harder. There you go. That's the way I like it.
Jeez. Just like at Sean's nutsack, just slapping that shit around. What were we talking about?
You make it sound like I'm like 70 years old and my nutsack hangs down in the toilet water or something. It's not like a boxing
bag. Well, no,
that
would be drying off your nutsack, not slapping it.
Well,
like, let's get this toilet bowl cleaner off these.
My sack is not a speed bag. Don't go punching it. What?
Back on top. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
What?
Nothing, I love you. Chubby, what the fuck are we talking about?
Sounds like a sink. Is that you? Mm-mm. Yes, it is. What are you doing? It sounds like a sink dripping water. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you damn near got it down, dude. You got the complete
drop. It's like a dripping
drop.
Sink.
Or a leaky penis.
Oh, my God.
The in our human experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the shit that sticks in our brain the most is like long-term memories is when there was a strong emotion attached to it, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's energy being stored in our brain that makes us recall that event. So same thing can happen in our universe or our plane that we're on. And, I mean, not like a Boeing 747, but, you know... Where we're hanging out at right now. Hell. But say somebody's doing a, you know, like you said, something traumatic, right? Like a murder or something like that. Tons of emotion. Just like our emotion implants in our brain. What if structures, because it is matter, that energy gets implanted into that?
Possible.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't you destroy my trend that I'm on.
He stuck his head out of the one pane that's not in the door. Said peekaboo.
Nope.
Faye, what do you think?
About what?
God damn it. What do you think we're talking about, motherfucker?
A lot.
What do you think about the difference between residuals and spirits and what's a ghost? What's a demon that presents itself to a house or anything like that?
I don't know about all that stuff, but I mean, I definitely believe in ghosts and spirits and,
mm-hmm.
But there's different, and there's definitely different
energies.
Turn
me into a newt.
Like, there's definitely different energies, and you don't want to, like the whole Ouija board thing. I feel like that is what draws out, like, the bad spirit.
It
like,
is a gateway, because you're...
Yeah, so, like, that stuff...
That will open a portal.
Totally different, and then...
A lot of people say that you don't talk to ghosts through a Ouija board. You only talk to the devil.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
somebody that's pretending to be somebody you think it is.
Did you see the newest Exorcist
Because that's
movie?
Called channeling, right? That's called channeling. And what channeling means, how funny it is that we go to a TV in certain frequencies, we pick a channel.
Right.
You know, it's really weird when you look into the word, you know, our words and our language and whatever they mean.
Did you see the newest Exorcist movie?
No, I didn't.
Did you, Shelby?
No.
We just watched that.
It came out in the fall.
Mm. What's it on?
To get picked back up?
What we watched.
We may have watched it on Prime.
We have maybe. Prime. I wonder
it
if
might
it's
be on
like
Prime. Yeah, maybe that's
rent
what
it for a few dollars.
It was free.
Whatever we had it on, it was free.
Yeah.
Chubby, what's that movie I just sent you about?
It may have just been on Hulu.
Maybe.
Night with?
It was really good,
I don't know.
Really
it was on Shudder, whatever it was.
So, Late Night with the Devil.
The newest Exorcist movie.
Is a movie.
It was pretty good.
The Exorcist?
Like, the original Exorcist movie was good, right? Like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And not just for its time. It was a good movie.
No, it's solid. It's so scary that I will never watch it by myself.
I won't. Bring back characters from the original Exorcist movie.
Really?
In this one. Yeah, as the actual characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen
the original one.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
You should watch the original. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
If you like,
but you should watch it, and then you should watch like the 2023 one.
If you like girls peeing on a rug or vomiting.
Projectile vomiting.
Well, yeah. Majorly. And then head spinning. Like,
I don't like that stuff.
People used to walk the fuck out of the theater when that movie came out.
The first Exorcist movie came out, like 1980, 79,
yeah,
something like that.
I really wouldn't.
And it was way ahead of its time as far as horror film goes.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
It's nasty. I wouldn't watch it in your house. No, man.
Yeah, right.
Twinsies.
Yeah, about that.
You guys said your house at the same exact time.
I wouldn't watch it in your house. You got to go to like a parking lot and watch it on your cell phone. Like, fucking watch that shit by Best Buy. Don't be in your
room. You got to make sure the surround sound's on. So when they're like, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah. And then you get some fucking weird dude from Foot Locker coming up to your house or your car asking for fucking money. And right when you're at a 10 spot, you're like, Jesus, man.
No, what's really scary is that shit happens sometimes. Like
Foot Locker?
No. Oh. People Jehovah's get Witnesses? Possessed and shit like that and have to have like a priest come in and...
Oh, yeah.
Do a whole Exorcist. Seance on
I mean, that's
you.
That's mm-hmm. real. I mean, Kurt Russell did a movie recently. It was a true story of a priest that did a lot of exorcisms. And they recounted one of the main stories that he did in this mansion. It was an old, like, mansion that's been around for generations type of deal. And
so like haunted mansion.
Yeah, they found something very like dark down below the mansion that was causing like the evil to stem.
Okay, so like the slime river under New York City.
Yeah. Exactly like it. But not as funny. It's not nearly as fucking funny, dude. But I like Ghostbusters 1 over 2, but I do really enjoy 2 also.
Have you seen...
But it doesn't have the Marshmallow Man.
I say, have you seen Afterlife?
Yeah.
How'd you like that one?
I think, just refresh my memory so I know that we're thinking about the same thing.
It's like the new age Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. You know they got another one coming out.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I heard it's even better than Afterlife.
Okay. Afterlife I thought was pretty good, but, you know.
Yeah. I heard this one feels like the old stuff.
I was a little disappointed in Afterlife, but I think it's because the anticipation of being able to see it finally. Yeah. Because it's like, it's coming out, and then like 5 years later it came out.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a process, but at least it had like a good storyline and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Faye, what do you think the movie that scares you the most?
It.
Yeah? We were just talking about this at work this
Yeah, the original. The remake of it wasn't scary.
I don't even think it I didn't even watch that one, but the original one, like, and it's, I don't know why, but
there's something creepy about Tim Curry is a fucking genius behind that makeup, man.
He goes from being a butler in Clue to a demon clown.
Movie too, man.
Yeah. Nope. That movie.
No, it's really cool. Even the opening scene, how they set it up with the whole boat. He's making that little paper boat with the wax. Mm-hmm. He's got gotta get the wax down on it, you know, so it's waterproof.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of creepy movies. Like I'm not a scary poor movie Georgie. Person too right. much.
That's one of the saddest things ever is Georgie. That character.
Say Pet Sematary was another one.
Man, that one wasn't even scary to me because I don't know if I finished watching it because after the little boy died, I was like, nope, can't do that.
So obviously you didn't used to bury your pets in the backyard.
I have some pets in my yard.
That shit was scary to me.
Yeah.
But we didn't go
and Lily when that happened where they liked the movie up until then, and Vay and Lily got up and they started bawling and they said, no way, I'm not watching this, and they went in their room.
No, literally.
They turned on Twilight.
That was scarier so sad movie. I didn't even want to watch it anymore after
they just totally disconnected from it, and it makes you think like, yeah, that is quite an impactful fucking movie, man. But that's the thing with Stephen King though, he doesn't really have limits
right
with his movies. It's like let's go as dark as we can.
Did you ever watch Dreamcatcher?
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't scary, but it was like a
toilet monster.
Well, essentially.
That movie's fucked up. It's not what I expected when I watched it at all.
Me either, but I was like, well, it's a Stephen King movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Jason Lee in it. All right, let's check it out. And I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, SSDD.
What does that mean?
Same shit, different day.
Oh.
That was like the big thing that you'd say, you know, SSDD.
STD, got it.
STDDD.
You guys check us out. Check out all the other previous episodes we mentioned throughout this episode.
Go ahead and spread the word to your friends. Tell them to like our Facebook page. There's links in the bio for different platforms you can listen to our content on.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, Shelby.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks once again, Mrs. Faye.
Of course.
You guys are perfect, and we are not.
We're not worthy.
We're scum. We suck. And
Sphincter says what?
Get you
tonight. Did you guys do the answers to the trivia question?
Hey,
oh, fuck!
To the trivia question. All right. So,
thank you, Faye. God damn it!
I just thought
about it. All of a sudden, I was like, "Wait a minute!"
I thank you so much. You saved the day, and that's why I said you guys are perfect, and we suck, and we're scum, and we suck. We just said that.
Number 47. What color are aircraft black boxes? A, black; B, orange; C, red; or D, blue?
I'm gonna say my guess is orange, like Shelby's.
Okay.
I'll go with blue.
They're orange.
Woohoo!
Orange box.
Hey, number 55.
Yeah.
I told you 47 or 55. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director, not actor? A.E.T., B. Jaws, C. Schindler's List, or D. Jurassic Park?
My guess is Schindler's List.
Ladies?
Jaws. E.T.
It was Schindler's List.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
Captain of the team.
Hey, bonus question. In which country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries? A, America; B, France; C, Belgium; or D, Germany?
Belgium.
Germany.
Belgium.
Damn.
Fucking champion.
We suck, I guess.
Right? Speaking of... no, never mind. I won't ask any more questions.
Let's go to trivia night at the local bar, man.
I'll tell you no more lies.
All right. Man, that was good.
Ooh, severe weather coverage.
I'm glad we got that. Get off your fucking phone. I got... Love you guys.
And for this time, till next time, we'll see you. Oh, there he goes.
Listening to
Say bye.
Included.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.
And David.
I have ADHD.
And David.
You're listening to Editors.
Stings when I pee.
You're listening to
Gonorrhea. Drip, drip, drip.